Let me take you back to your senior year at Norman High School, 1960. A state championship was being played against Northwest Klassen.
That's correct.
And there was a very controversial play.
There was.
And our friend Jim Loftus has reminded me to talk about this. Tell us about that story.
Well, Jim Loftus, of course, was sitting on the other side as a Northwest Klassen boy, but we ended up losing the game 16-14. I've told people repeatedly, John, that the fact that we fumbled the ball and lost the ball five times on fumbles, I think, was indicative of our inability to really perform as well as we wanted to that evening. But there was a very controversial play, and it was in the third quarter when Northwest Klassen's quarterback, Mike Miller, went back to throw a pass, and he threw it out to the side to their fullback, Walt Lawson. And the ball dropped right in front of our bench. There remains debate about whether whistles were blown, but I remember vividly going back, turning my back, and talking to Steve Anderson, one of our defensive backs, saying, let's worry about, be prepared for a pass on the third down, the next play. And all of a sudden, I heard a big roar. I heard the big roar because fans were screaming. And I turned around, and I'm watching, I didn't know it was Walt Lawson at the time, but I saw one of their players crossing the goal line. And neither Northwest Klassen nor Norman High School have any of this on film because people who are taking film of the game always stop after the play's over, as you know. So everybody on both sides was walking back after the pass hit the ground because everybody just thought it was an incomplete pass. What happened was the official who was out in that part of the field said to their fullback, Walt Lawson, pick up the ball, Walt. It was a lateral pass, so you can pick it up. It's a live ball. So Walt went back, picked it up, scooted down about 60 yards, and the irony was that the official was Gordon Dupree, who coincidentally happened to be the uncle of Mike Miller. So there was a lot of speculation, and our assistant coach, Ray Littlejohn, who played ball for my dad, was so outraged after the game, he actually broke down one of those thick wooden doors into the locker room because he was so angered. I think more people talk about that game today than any other game. I think I've met every person that attended the game. I think Taft Stadium seats 12,000 people. But I was fortunate, John, to win the Outstanding Player of the All-State game in 1960 that was played in Taft Stadium. And every time I've driven by Taft Stadium since our high school state championship game, I never think of the All-State game. I think of our loss to Northwest Klassen.
Yeah. Now, you were quarterback on that team.
I was, and Mike Miller was the other quarterback. We were ranked number one, and they were ranked number two in the state. And then Mike went on and had a great career at Oklahoma State University. He was their starting quarterback.
Was your father in attendance at this game?
He was. It was one of the few games that Dad was able to see me play in high school, and he was. And I wouldn't watch the game. I didn't watch the game for 10 years. But then I finally did, and I was surprised that I felt that we had played better than I thought we had, and I felt proud of my performance. But any time you're going to turn the ball over five times, of course, Northwest Klassen turned it over a few times, too, because I know I had intercepted two of Miller's passes, and I'm sure we probably had a fumble or two as well.
Because you played on defense as well.
Yeah, back in those days, John, everybody played both offense and defense. Yeah, most of us did.
Do you remember anything your father said after the game?
Well, what I remember, my brother Pat, we've always kidded for having a hot temper. He had come back from Stanford just to see the game. And I still remember when the game was over, I was walking off the field, and he came running up to me and put his arm around me, and I was crying. I just felt horrible. We go into the locker room, and I'm getting my tape cut off my ankles, and I'm starting to be interviewed by some of the sports writers, and my brother's standing there, and he's hollering and screaming with a lot of profanity. And so he had to be exited out of the locker room. They had to excuse him. But my dad came in. It was a 180-degree turnaround. You know, Dad was always so soft-spoken and quiet, and he was obviously very complimentary to the team. So he was very affirming and very supportive, and he was disappointed. He was also there for our state championship basketball game when we defeated El Reno the year before. And he and Charlie Coe and my mom and Liz Coe were right behind our bench. Jenks Simmons, the El Reno coach, later, with tongue-in-cheek, said it wasn't fair, you know, for Bud to be right behind our bench. It gave us an advantage.
Who was the coach of your Norman High team at that
time? Gene Corrado was our head football coach, and Chet Bryan was our head basketball coach. Two marvelous coaches.
I wonder how a football coach felt I'm coaching the son of this famous OU coach.
Gene Corrado himself had been a starter for the University of Oklahoma in the late 30s. He and his brother both did, and he had a distinguished career, and he had coached over at Arkansas. He had coached at Tulsa. We were very fortunate. Buddy Brothers was the head football coach who later went to Texas Tech, and Coach Brothers coached, I think, at Tulsa at one point in time, my sophomore year when my brother was a senior. And Coach Corrado came in my junior year, so he was our coach my junior and senior year, and we really liked and respected him. He was an outstanding coach, and he never treated me. None of my coaches ever treated me any differently than any of the other players on the team. The Wilkinson connection was really immaterial.